It takes money to make movies. It takes money and a good story to make a movie that makes money. And the reliable Lord of the Rings franchise is something like, you might say, a license to print money.
My dear Frodo, you asked me once if I had told you everything there was to know about my adventures. Well, I can honestly say I have told you the truth. I may not have told you all of it.
That's a clip from The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. In about a month and a half, it will be in theaters, a reliable and widely anticipated blockbuster in the Lord of the Rings franchise. If movies take money to make, what might money take from the movies, quite literally? Today, a New Zealand dollar is worth about 83 U.S. cents, but would it be worth more to you if you printed on the front pictures of hobbits and dwarvish words? New Zealand has benefited a lot from the Lord of the Rings movies. Director and producer Peter Jackson is a Kiwi. A lot of the movies were shot there. And starting today, the Kiwi nation has hobbits on their money. Little hobbit pictures. Is it a touristy impulse for collectors or a smart move for currency traders?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
You know, we could try this in the United States. I mean, how much would Elvis help the almighty U.S. dollar? Or forget Elvis. Maybe we just put Justin Bieber on the $50 bill. Oh, wait. Bieber's a Canadian. A Canadian pop hobbit. That's Justin Bieber. Well, anyway, Ed Ryder is a senior editor at Coinage Magazine. He's also a former coin columnist for our partner, the New York Times, and author of the New York Times Guide to Coin Collecting. Ed, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, and I am the writer, by the way, but my actual name is Ryder. It's just a confusing
I love that.
Similarity. I'm doing fine. My knowledge of this whole hobbit thing with New Zealand's coinage is somewhat peripheral, but I have checked into it since talking to someone from your place yesterday and boned up on it, as it were. These coins that they're issuing with hobbit characters on them are not intended to circulate. They're at high prices above face value, sold to collectors. And the value of the coins, as you say, the face value in these cases is somewhat more than the normal face value for those coins, but it's considerably less than they're selling for because they contain precious metal. The one coin in particular that seems to be the most commonly seen is a $10 coin depicting one of the hobbits from the movie, and it's priced at something like $3,000 U.S., which compared to the value of what it contains in terms of gold, 1 ounce, is about twice its face, its content, it's twice its intrinsic value. So you'd have to be a real fan of hobbits to want to pay $3,000 for a coin with an intrinsic value of $1,700.
Well, you might say that sounds like a lot of Bilbos there, Ed. Ed Ryder is a senior editor at Coinage Magazine. He's also a former coin columnist with our partner, the New York Times, and author of the New York Times Guide to Coin Collecting. So he knows what's worth investing in, hobbit or not. We're continuing to hear from you about the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy.
This is Sergeant Rice calling from Columbia, South Carolina. My heart really goes out for the people in New York and, you know, just the affected areas of Sandy all over the place, even overseas. It's really heartrending, you know, watching you have to suffer because your water's destroyed, your homes are destroyed, those fires are breaking out and everything. It makes you feel so helpless. So I always pray. I always pray. I used to be a soldier over in Kuwait. Did 10 years in the Air Force, so I was medically discharged. So, hey, sometimes guns can't do it all, but prayer always changes things.
Wherever you are, we want to hear your reaction. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.